You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, so who do we have here with us today? Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Kia ora, my name is Danny, or I go by the artist name Dun Dun. I am a musician, singer-songwriter, lover of food and music and all combinations of those two things together.
Hi guys, I'm Sam. I am a publicist in the music industry, and I'm helping Danny out with her music.
All right, so Danny and Sam, you both just finished filming your latest project, Chicken Rice Date, at Lim Chor Food Court. Can you tell us a little bit about the project?
Yeah, absolutely. Chicken Rice Date is a play off the popular interview series called Chicken Shop Date. If you guys haven't watched that, it's hilarious. But this is our spin on it, just because in my debut single, Pressure Cooker, there's a line in there about chicken rice. And I think it was Sam that originally brought this idea up, being like, what if we did a parody of that in a way that is a queer Asian lens in Lim Chor, which is like, you know, all about that kopapa. And it's all about an interview about food and music and just silly, goofy vibes. If you want to add anything, Sam.
That was very well put. Basically, I think there's a little opportunity here to celebrate creativity along K Road and our Asian community. And I think another twist with like a queer date always would be great.
So as you guys mentioned, you know, it's based off Chicken Shop Date, which is notoriously very goofy and intentionally awkward. Are you guys as goofy as Chicken Shop Date, or is this something that's going to be a little bit more intellectual and thought-provoking?
And serious, yeah.
I think me and Danny are like pun masters and goofy already, so it's just natural.
Yeah, I think it is going to be silly goofy, but interestingly, both of us are like really professional on camera sometimes. And so all the goofy stuff happened after we had kind of wrapped up the more professional questions. And then in the last like 10 minutes of filming, we were just like messing around and the crew was like, that's gold. So it's definitely going to be silly goofy. Perhaps not as awkward as we would have liked, but it's definitely still going to be very funny to watch.
How do you guys manage to put that boundary aside where you try and avoid, were you guys trying to avoid the awkwardness amongst it all? Because like with Chicken Shop Date being notoriously like unhinged, like how do you guys manage to get that chemistry going?
I think Sam and I already have similar types of humor in the sense that our banter is already like really fun, I guess. So it was just something that was natural for us on camera to just continue that vibe and continue the awkwardness. I was reflecting just later yesterday that the awkwardness was really hard to do on camera because actively being awkward is different from naturally being awkward, which is what Chicken Shop Date is really playing off. But I think that we still had really fun chemistry on screen.
And we also brought like props for each other, which was very funny.
Was that the rubber chicken like, that you were posting on your stories?
Yes, at least that.
Are you guys going to film the next episode at Lim Chor as well? Or are there other food spots in Tamaki Makaurau that you're thinking of potentially filming in the future?
So we are working with K Road Business Association on this project, which is why I was in Lim Chor. And it is a pilot episode in the sense that we don't currently have any next ones planned. We're currently looking into funding options and different opportunities in terms of continuing the series. But at this very moment, we're just going to try and focus on this pilot episode and see what the reception is and see where it goes from there.
I'm really intrigued to see how this all goes because, again, I want to see a lot of representation with this project, and I just love the chemistry that you guys already have, especially like since you guys are like really good friends, and again, like being in the industry together kind of like makes it all wholesome in that sense.
Yeah, I think it was very wholesome and very delicious. I think part of the filming, we wanted to highlight the different vendors within Lim Chor Food Court as well. And one of them in particular were just so wholesome. We worked with like Bol Bol to like get the BDS of cooking the chicken rice dish. And they're just like the most fun aunties who are like so supportive. They like take this chicken rice. We ordered one chicken rice and they came out with two. And yeah, they're just so cute.
So what's the significance of Lim Chor to you guys? Because Good Space also did their own
vendor series.
Over there. So it seems like a lot of like Asian creatives are using the Lim Chor as like a space to kickstart some of their projects. So what's like the significance of Lim Chor to you?
Two things is it was a location in Danny's music video for Pressure Cooker. But also for me, it's like a whole melting pot of culture and it's always been there for people, and you can be yourself. There's multiple cultural identities. It's like a safe haven, I would say.
And I was going to say, like, Auckland is very diverse in terms of, like, Aotearoa in general. And I love that Lumtur is this little hidden space within, I guess, the queer community on K Road. So it's safe in terms of, like, being whoever you want to be. And the aunties and uncles on K Road are always just, like, vibing and serving food to so many different guests and communities. And I just think that it is such a spot where a large array of communities come and eat food and enjoy space. And yeah, the fact that so many Asian creatives have used that space is really important, I think, to continue using that beautiful space.
And I also think having a date in the original series, having a date in a chicken nugget shop or chicken shop is a bit awkward and you wouldn't go there. It's kind of the same as maybe you wouldn't go to a food court for your first date.
What's the best Hainan chicken spot in Tamaki Makaurau?
Danny, take this one.
I have tried a lot of chicken rice recently. And I have to say, this is not a push for my music video, but where we filmed our music video, KK Malaysia in Epson, best chicken rice I've ever had. Freaking delicious. So good.
Why do you guys like chicken rice so much? What does chicken rice mean to you?
I think it's a homey meal, and I liked the idea that there are so many different types of chicken rice. So Danny had a chicken rice party after her single came out, and different people brought, like, chicken biryani or, yeah, Hainanese chicken rice, fried chicken. There's so many different ways to cook a chicken and a rice, which shows different cultures.
Yeah, and at that chicken rice party, like, I told people that they could either come dressed up as an ingredient of chicken rice or bring chicken rice. So we had a few chickens in the audience, and that was really fun.
Did they come in chicken onesies?
There was one, yeah. But I guess the meaning of chicken rice for me is, I guess it's one thing that I've seen done in so many different Asian cultures, like the steamed chicken or boiled chicken and rice dish. And it's done subtly different, but in such a beautiful way. It's A, so tasty, and B, it's, like, not accessible, but it is something that represents so many different Asian cultures. And it's like a common ground, if that makes sense.
I want to quickly ask Otto, because you're Singaporean, what do you think of chicken rice, and what's the best spot in Singapore?
Oh, best chicken rice spot in Singapore. Okay, that's a controversial question you're asking. I don't know. I'm not actually, like, from Singapore, but I did live there. But I don't know. I guess, like, if any of Singaporeans are listening to this, like, later, they'll probably, like, kill me for saying this.
It's a controversial topic right now.
There's, like, this one spot near my old college over there, near LaSalle College of the Arts. I forgot what it's called, you know, but they do, like, pretty good chicken rice. If any LaSalle students are listening to this, like, the shop, like, right next to school near the 7-Eleven, they do pretty good chicken rice. But there's also another place that my friend Isaac took me to, which I forgot the name of. There's too many good chicken rice spots.
What makes it so special, though?
I don't know. I guess it's, like, the sentimental feeling. Like, as you said, like, you know, chicken rice is, like, a sort of, like, a homely sort of dish. So your favorite chicken rice spot, it's probably just about, like, what it means to you, I guess. There's probably, like, a lot of other places that Singaporeans would know that are way better, but that's one that's my favorite, at least. And as we've been talking throughout this interview, towards the end of last year, Danny, you dropped a single called Pressure Cooker. Can you tell us a bit about that single and how that connects to your new Chicken Rice Date series?
Yeah, so I dropped the single Pressure Cooker last year in November. It was funded by New Zealand Air, so really grateful for that. But the reason it's connected to chicken rice is because before I decided to come out as a solo artist, I wrote this funny, silly lyric when I was on a walk just being like, I'm a pressure cooker, you could make Hainan chicken rice in my belly. And the meaning of that lyric is all about how you could be under a lot of pressure, but you can make something really gorgeous and delicious out of it, and reframing the kind of stress that you have into an output that can be shared and cherished. And that pressure cooker song is all about being part of a Chinese family and being the eldest sibling in a Chinese family and the expectations and responsibilities that come with that. So while it is a silly, goofy song and it relates to chicken rice, it does have a lot of undertones of struggling through childhood and growing up. And I'm in a space now where I've digested that, and I'm in a really good place about my relationship with my family. But I can look back and recognize that that was the pressure it took for me to create some chicken rice. And because Sam came on board as part of the team for the PR, Sam was like, let's just use this chicken rice thing and then make it more than just about the song. Because for me, music is more than just, like, it's always been more about everything around it rather than just the music. So this interview is something that would add on to it that is an extension of that.
I was just about to ask about that specific line because I was like, is there a significance behind, you know, chicken rice in your belly? Or do you just really like chicken rice that much that you decided to include it in the song?
I think I was going through a phase of like loving cooking in that phase of me writing and loving cooking and being in a rapid space of creation. Like we all go through phases of creating a lot and then not creating as much. And I was in a space where I was creating a lot of music and food. So yeah, it wasn't really anything specific. I was also getting a lot of TikTok ads about cooking Hainan chicken in a pot. So TikTok made me do it.
I just want to jump in and say that as Danny was explaining, what creating something beautiful and it brings people together after all this pressure makes me think of how important Lim Chor, for example, is to immigrants and why we wanted to do this series and extend the part of that lyric in the song and the meaning of the song to the community.
I was just going to add something as well, is that like what you guys were just mentioning before kind of like adds a big level of visual to it as well, if you think about it, because like you said before, like it means a lot to certain people in the community. And to me, like I really like that. I was just going to ask as well, how do you tailor chicken rice recipes for you guys? Because a lot of people have their own specific recipes. Like for me, being Filipino, we had like this like a curry, but we also have like a Mexican spice to it as well. So how do you guys tailor your recipe?
Damn. I guess for me, I've been cooking a lot with like, my family does this thing where we like to boil some water with aromatics and then use that water for like part of the broth. So I've been doing a lot of like star anise, Sichuan peppercorn, and 13 spice, and then cooking that in a broth with chicken, like a full chicken, and then getting all the, I guess, the juices of the chicken. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But I like to then take that broth and then cook the rice in it, which I guess is how you're meant to do it, so that all the flavors come together.
For me, it's about making sure you poach the chicken so that it's so juicy and the skin is also a great part of it to eat. And my parents make like a garlic, ginger and spring onion kind of sauce. You've mashed it all up and chopped it. Or there's like a chili sauce that's not quite spicy, but it's got like a vinegary kind of taste as well.
This is making me so hungry now, you guys. Because I haven't had like lunch yet, but like honestly, I'm honestly intrigued by that. Because also, Sam, poached is actually something quite new to me as well. Because for us, we kind of just grill it in the Philippines and we use like the char as like its, I guess, seasoning to the rice when we like cook it. And honestly, I'm just intrigued. I kind of want to try that.
Yeah, now. Maybe afterwards we'll go to Lim Chor and like
get true.
Yeah. I'll try the Filipino version.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I will give you guys a rundown of it another time.
So, Danny, for your next release, whenever that may come out, will that also be food themed?
It will indeed. I am currently waiting for my music video to be completed and come out very, very soon. But shortly after that, my next song is all about noodles.
What kind of noodles? Like which dish are we talking about specifically?
Hand-pulled noodles with like braised beef.
Ooh, delicious.
And a spicy sour sauce.
Amazing.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, this is making me so hungry, you guys.
Yeah. And any plans for future releases with Usha Island maybe? Are you guys working on anything at the moment?
Oh, we are currently working on things that are music adjacent. So we are working, hasn't been announced yet, but you guys can hear about it. We're working on a theater show at the moment with Factory Theater. So I got a residency there and we're doing like a script reading early July about a show we're working on called Huixue, which translates to mixed. And it's all about experience being Weijians. And it's going to be an amalgamation of spoken word poetry and composition and music.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.